Both Basil and his rivals in southern Italy brought Normans in as mercenaries, and ultimately these Normans were going to take over, carve out their own kingdom in southern Italy, conquer Sicily, and eventually take on Constantinople. The Normans will be in the forefront of the Crusades. The Norman Prince Bohemond from southern Italy, as I said once before, reputedly one of the best generals of the First Crusade, was also intimately familiar with Constantinople. And once you get Normans into southern Italy, it's just a short step to Greece. So Basil's policies in the West were in many ways rather disappointing. He didn't have the men and money to reconquer Italy or Sicily. He could impose his authority, his hegemony, by a series of alliances, attempted marriage arrangements with the Holy Roman Emperors of the West, but this structure collapsed shortly after his death in 1025. Then there's the question of Basil and the eastern frontiers. And in some ways, Basil was really rather unconcerned with expansion in the east. His ancestors had primarily concentrated on the European possessions. However, the Macedonian dynasty, the emperors who ruled from 867 to 1056, of whom Basil is the most preeminent, had a series of what are often known as region emperors. That is, the Macedonian dynasty had had a succession of crises in which a powerful general had forced himself on the throne as a co-ruler. He would not displace the legitimate emperor. This happened with Romanus Lecapenus, later Nicephorus Phocas, and John Semiskes. And these emperors, coming from the great eastern families, had put their stress on advances in Armenia, advances in Syria, fighting the Muslim foe, and had pushed imperial frontiers quite deep into the Middle East. And when Basil came to the throne in 976 in his own right, he had actually succeeded at the age of four in 963, and he was under two separate region emperors. One of the questions was, would Basil continue this expansion? Would he in effect bring the imperial power back into the Middle East? His predecessor, the regent Emperor John, had penetrated so deep into Syria at one point Christian delegations from Bethlehem and Jerusalem had appeared before the imperial army and petitioned for governors. And some have gone so far as to say that the Emperor John was on the road to a crusade, on the road to taking Jerusalem back for Constantinople when Basil came to the throne and called a halt on this. Well, that's probably an overstatement that the Byzantines saw this as a crusade. But nonetheless, Basil consciously decided not to advance imperial frontiers into the east because this would play to the power of the great eastern magnates, the great families that had staged those revolts, the families who were the objective of so much of his legislation, and therefore his frontiers were stabilized. He created field armies. He put in administrative apparatus. He brought the Armenians into the empire. And in fact, bringing the Armenians into the empire was almost a security device in some ways because they would have revolted with the eastern magnates, so you might as well bring them into the empire. They're less dangerous in your control rather than out of your control. On the other hand, that didn't mean that Basil was uninterested. Far from it. Basil was important for two reasons. The political arrangements in the East allowed Basil to negotiate with the Fatimid caliphs in Cairo. These were a Shiite sectarian Muslim government who had been based in Egypt since 969. They controlled the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. They had originated about 60 years earlier in North Africa as the descendants of Fatima, that is the only daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, and claimed to be the legitimate caliphs of the Islamic world. They were opposed to the caliphs in Baghdad, the so-called Abbasid caliphs. The Fatimid caliphs controlled Palestine, by which we mean the region today of Israel, the West Bank, which is the Roman term for the region, and I use it in that context, in its ancient context, not in its modern context. They controlled this area of Palestine and central Syria. Well, Basil in 1001 made an arrangement with the then reigning caliph in Cairo, a man by the name of al-Hakam, to ensure the protection of Christian pilgrims to Jerusalem and to Bethlehem. He began to pour money into the reconstruction of the churches there. He also gained the right to supervise the appointment of the Patriarch of Jerusalem. The clergy, hospitals were built, or hospices, perhaps is a better term, that is places for pilgrims to recover, to get food, to get lodging. And in a way, Basel allowed for the burgeoning of the pilgrimage trade.